This has to be quite the birthday present.
Man, it's a fantastic present, Mitch, and it's good. Always good to see you, by the way. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So the process of getting the job included an audition, as I understand?
Yeah, about a month ago, did an audition, and the Cowboys were kind enough to call me. I've had a good relationship with them over the years, going way back to when I first came into the market. Mm-hmm. I worked at KDNT in Denton. Went to the games even back then, back in the Herschel Walker days when Coach Landry was still around. And then, of course, you know, through the Jimmy Johnson era and now where we are now and, you know, with the long time that Jerry Jones has owned the club. But it's a very humbling experience, Mitch, and I know that you've done some public address announcing. And, you know, in fact, during this whole process, I was thinking, I wonder if Mitch tried out for this.
Well, I didn't know, and they didn't call.
and, you know, the whole time I thought, if Mitch did, there's no way I'm getting this gig.
No, you deserve it. And as a sports fan, it's going to be interesting for you because you do love sports so much, but it's really all business to be the PA announcer, especially in a high-tech stadium as the Cowboys have.
It is, and it's going to be a different kind of presentation. I'm not at liberty to say it completely how it's going to go down, but there are going to be more voices now, and I'm going to have a big role in it. And the thing that made me feel the best about all of this, the previous announcer, Jody Dean, who's been the mm-hmm. the stadium voice the last 2 years, our good friend, Jody called me last night. I was at the Arboretum about to announce the Rolling Stones tribute band at the Dallas Arboretum, the Satisfaction, and Jody calls, and I could tell by the tone of his voice how happy he was, and I thought, man, this is a relief. Because I didn't know why Jody was leaving, and he just felt like it was time for him to move on. It gives me the opportunity, and again, I'm very humbled.
All right, so when you go to the Cowboys games, or even when you watch it on TV or on the radio, you're going to hear the stadium voice, and you're going to know it's KRLD's Roger Emery. Congratulations, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Mitch.